match analysis.
Hello and welcome to Cricket Info Talk. I'm Andrew Miller at Hamilton on the third day of the first test between England and New Zealand. Alongside me once again is the former England coach David Lloyd on a day when England's batting hasn't quite gone to plan, David. They presumably set out to try and score some centuries in this innings on what is a pretty flat pitch. They still haven't managed any.
No, we go back and look at this lineup and the top six batsmen all averaging over 40. I go back to an interview with Michael Vaughan before play. And said it's not played on paper, it's not about averaging 40, it's about the top six scoring centuries. And so many have got starts again, pleasant 60s, 40s, 30s, and not gone on. It's a difficult pitch, is this. I think it's a back-breaking pitch for everybody concerned. But they will look at it again, England, and I'm sure that you'll hear it from Peter Moores and from Michael Vaughan, that, yeah, batsmen done the work, got themselves in, got themselves out. Which has made it quite a difficult day, but I would also say a pretty comfortable day. It's been real tough for spectators, has it? Scoring rate negligible and so many maidens. And so I would have to say it's a real poor pitch, is this, for Test match cricket. And I'd force that by saying I saw the one-day pitch. It was a cracking cricket pitch right next to it with pace and bounce. Interesting for the players and for spectators. Let's not forget, this is spectators. It's all about spectators having an interest in the game. This has been tough today.
Well, what were the highlights for you? I mean, Danny Vittori's had a very fine spell with the ball.
I would say that New Zealand have an ordinary attack, and I'm not disrespectful there. It's just an ordinary, what you see is what you get attack. But I think they've controlled themselves very well and controlled the game well, and they've worked to plans and well laid out plans. And that will be Vittori, Fleming and Bracewell. And this pitch and this cricket just smacks of John Bracewell at Gloucestershire and Bristol on a pitch that's low and worn, and the wicketkeeper stands up and just stops you scoring and frustrates you. And so I thought they played to the plans very well. Both the opening bowlers, as we mentioned yesterday, hit the pitch, try to make the pitch, make something happen. Not a lot did happen, but nevertheless the effort was there. Both spinners, it was good to see Jeetan Patel and Daniel Vittori bowling in tandem, and that was an interesting part of the game. But England, I thought, were just hell-bent on taking time out of the game, knowing that they had to get that follow-on, which they did, not without alarms, but Collingwood at the end and Ambrose got them past that. So a fairly comfortable day for England without the centuries. Not a lot, really, to shout home about in this game. One little thing, that Ambrose looks fine. England's new wicketkeeper, he looks okay. He came out, it took him an eternity to get off the mark, 18 deliveries, and so you've got that relief when you get your first run. And other than that, he looked pretty compact and organised.
And talking of comebacks and the like, what about Andrew Strauss? He got 43, he looked the part until after lunch, of course.
Yeah, worked, didn't he? It was a workmanlike innings, and when Vittori came on a good pitch, when I say a good pitch, on areas that were not spinning, very desperately slow, he wasn't prepared to hit him over the top with the spin. Not in his repertoire, didn't want to do that. And when he was dismissed after the break, I said on air, that's a mechanical shot, it's not a flowing shot. It wasn't, oh, I'll just work this with the spin. It all looked to be stilted and disjointed the way that he played, and he fell over in the end. But when you looked at it again, two or three times replay, it's a flighted delivery. He's dropped his pace about 4 or 5 miles per hour, dropped it into the rough area, the ball spun, and got through the gate. So Strauss's innings was, for him, he'd say, OK, I've got myself back into the team. I would have liked a lot more. One thing I would say, he looked pretty comfortable. Until he got out, he looked fine.
And what about Kevin Peterson? His innings are usually a barometer of how England are performing. Well, he started nicely, the third ball six, and then it went a bit quiet for him.
Yeah, six early on, and the way that Kevin Peterson would play reminded me so much of Peterson in Sri Lanka against Murali. Same pitch, exactly the same, and wanting to get on, and the ego wanting to say, well, I'm going to really entertain the crowd and take the game away. Couldn't do it on this pitch, and some really good field positioning by Vittori stopped him from doing it. I just had the impression that he'd started to tick, he got to 40, right, I'm going to step on it. Kevin Peterson doesn't like the tempo of his innings just to meander along, he wants to up the tempo. As he did in Sri Lanka, he tried, really annoyed when he got out, and a bat pad catch back to the bowler.
So what is the world of cricket to do with pitches like this? I mean, we arrived in New Zealand, I guess, coming from the subcontinent. England would have assumed they'd end up with a few green tops, a bit more life in them.
Well, I go back to the one-day pitch, and I think you'd every right to say, well, we'll go down to Hamilton and we're going to see a good game of cricket. The batsmen will be able to express themselves, the quick bowlers will get the ball through, and spinners would always want a little bit of bounce. It's obviously been a pitch that has been designed to take all the life out of the game, if you like. I've asked the question, I've seen Chris Broad here, and he's a match referee off duty. And hopefully, he was wanting to watch his son Stuart play. And I said, is there a directive from ICC about preparing pitches? Yes, there is. There is a directive that this is an ideal test match pitch. And then there's a marking system of, I don't know what they all are, but something like very good, good, average, below average, poor, or unfit. I'd say this is getting into poor. I think it's a real poor pitch. Unfit would imply that it's dangerous and somebody's going to get hurt. You're not on here, but you're going to bore everybody rigid.
Well, England would like to have bored them rigid with centuries. They've only scored one century in four matches now. It's been a while. Is it a mental thing? Is there something that's going to worry them about this lack of hundreds?
Andrew, you've got it in one, and I'll go back to that interview before the game, and that's exactly what Michael Vaughan said. It's nothing to do with ability. It's all in the head. He said, Michael Vaughan said, captain of the team, before a ball was bowled in this game, it's all in the head. We need to get more hundreds, and it's nothing to do with ability.
Well, there we have it. England have two more days of this match. They're behind the eight ball, but on this pitch, still looking like a draw. You've been listening to Crick Info Talk.
This is Crick Info Talk.